Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Late Night Social. I'm your guest host for the evening, Richard Craig Henson, elder brother of Paul Henson. I'm joined tonight by the five best friends that anyone could have, and tonight we've got a great show for you. Thanks for tuning in.
Bow, bow.
Bow, bow.
Boom, boom, boom.
So as I said in the intro, my name is Richie Henson, brother to Paul Henson, longtime listener, first time guest on the show. Really excited to be here. Thanks for having me. We'll say there's no green in M&Ms, which I obviously requested. I'll give you a pass for that. But tonight we're using one of the 27 possible best and worst or top fives that I've sent to the Instagram that have never been used. So tonight we're gonna jump in on what I think is probably the worst one I sent to the Instagram. Best and worst to Amazon
be fair, no,
purchases.
To be fair, I voted for best and worst celebrity couples.
That's true.
So I also sent the top five songs you would walk out to if you were a professional wrestler. I really like that one a lot.
That's good. That is.
So tonight we're talking about best and worst Amazon purchases. My guess, based on the little bit of research I've done, is that most of our worst purchases are coming sometime around the COVID times.
Yes.
Yep.
And so I want to start off the night, and I'm just going to do something I've never done before and show kindness to my brother and ask Paul to go first.
There's pressure to go first because you go best or worst first. Best first, right?
As always, it's whatever you want,
dog. Set the trend. Set the trend.
Pick one. Sometime this year would be nice.
I have two best. I'm going. It's
already?
No, it's a new year. It's a new season.
It's not a new year.
Boo.
It's not a new year. You can get an and one after. You got to pick one.
Flip a coin.
First world probs.
I'll start here. A couple years ago, we were going to Mexico for vacation, and I wanted to get tan beforehand because I don't want to burn in Mexico. So you go with a little base tan. So I went to a tanning salon, and then I found out it's not good for you. It's bad for you.
Shocker.
So the best...
You didn't know that before?
What year was this?
So instead of going to the tanning salon, I bought this product on Amazon called Bro Glow. And it's self-tanner. But it's not like, I have to use my wife's self-tanner. It's for the bros. And it worked really well. It tanned evenly. I looked like Ricky Ricardo. Like I was in there.
It's not the same as getting a base tan before you go to Mexico, though, right? Like, it just makes you look better on the beach.
Right.
The base tan.
It hides your
Mexico,
rolls better.
It's about the look, not about the actual.
The tan.
The tan, yeah.
The worst Amazon purchase I ever made. It was during,
that was the best?
Yeah.
And I missed that.
I use it. I still use it.
No.
In the summer. Dude, no, like it's really about time to start using it.
Broglow. I'm going to have to look it up. Broglow.
Specially formulated for those who have testosterone.
Hey, could this be our first sponsor?
Ooh. Broglow.
I like it.
Broglow, pick it up for $9.99 on Amazon.
It's a little more than that.
Broglow, if you're listening, this is your opportunity.
We should tag him. And the worst purchase I ever made was during COVID when Mr. Trump was sending us stimulus checks.
Thank you, bro.
And we all had a little extra money in our pocket and nothing to do. And I bought a posture corrector harness. And I wore it one day and I was like, this is horrible, dude. Like, it's so uncomfortable. You like walk around like this everywhere you go. Like, just hold your shoulders back.
Are you talking the one that looks like a sports bra?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, it probably works, but it made me feel like such an idiot. I was walking around like,
did you feel like you needed it?
Yeah, I was walking around like a weirdo everywhere I went. So I wore it once and I was like, nah, that's a bad purchase. But Amazon's cool. You just throw it back in the box. You take it to Kohl's and they take it back.
Amen.
I'm going to throw it to Will.
All right, let's go. During COVID, I really, really wanted to focus on my hydration. We talked about it before. The best Amazon purchase I've made was a Brita water filter.
Mm. Oh.
And that gets used, you know, multiple times a day.
Which one did you get?
Ooh. It was like the pitcher, not the gallon pitcher. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it literally.
That's a good one.
We'll put sweet tea in it.
It'll come out as water. It'll come out as water.
The pitcher left my buy again list as I was looking at it just now. But the filters are still there. I need to get some of those.
Yeah. You working with well water or city water?
City.
All right. So those filters probably last you a while.
Yeah. They really do. Worst one. It was COVID.
You bought COVID on Amazon?
I did. I bought COVID. Yeah, and this is a first world country, and, you know, we're hygienic, and some of us use hair removers, and some of us don't. And I wanted to try it, and my skin immediately regretted it.
Did you think if you had hair, you were more likely to get COVID?
No, it was just the season. We were bored.
Just some curiosity.
Right. Where exactly were you trying to get rid of hair?
Jacob, go ahead.
All right. My best purchase from Amazon. This isn't really fun, but it's the truth. Is the office chair in our second bedroom. I guess our office space or whatever. It's probably the most expensive buy on our Amazon account, too. Like I said, it's not a great story, but it is the truth.
It's what brand was it?
Space Seating.
Okay.
It's Spencer actually got a chair from them, I think.
Well, that's the same brand?
I think so.
I got mine from Sam's, though.
Yeah.
You overpaid.
I'm in the market, so.
No, he underpaid. It was on a deal. Right now, it's $221. I got it for $119 at the time.
Dagum.
So,
welcome to Biden's economy.
I guess so. My worst.
Thanks, Paul.
Is it was at first is going to seem really stupid. It was Lockport black gaffer's tape. It's black gaff tape.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be black.
Because that's what it is. But what I didn't realize whenever I bought this was that. It signed you up for a monthly subscription. So every month, gaff tape would show up at my door, and I didn't realize it was a subscription. And I was like, why do these people keep sending me gaff tape? It took like 2 years for me to realize it was a subscription on my Amazon.
2 years?
It was a long time.
Holy I can't believe gosh. Allie didn't recognize that reoccurring purchase quicker than that.
I know. It was crazy.
But you use it. I mean, gaff tape, you got to have gaff tape. You always use it.
The only thing I'll say is if you buy cheap gaff tape, the whole purpose of gaff tape is that it doesn't leave residue.
Quick.
This gaff tape
quick 10
does
seconds.
Leave residue.
Explain what gaff tape is and what it's used for. 10 seconds. Go.
It is a black fabric tape that does not leave residue that a lot of production companies use.
Right. And so that way, if you like tape down a cord, when you peel it up, it's not like a sticky cord now.
And that, my friends, is the quickest story Jacob has ever told. Continue.
I've got a story about tape.
The PSA.
Go for it.
So if you guys ever need packing tape, I'm your guy. Because, because when Monica fires people who have computers at Starbucks, Monica has to send their MacBook back to Starbucks. And so they send her a box, and in the box is like the shipping label and everything, and a new roll of packing tape every time. So there was like a month where she fired like 3 or 4 people, so we got a new roll of packing tape every time.
Jeez. So. Jacob, solid. Who are you kicking it to?
I'm going to throw it back to Richie.
All right. Best Amazon purchase. This was a tough one. I got a few pretty good ones on there. But I'll say my best one is one that I use basically every single day. I bought an aftermarket gunmetal 8-inch long.
Wow.
Whoa.
This is getting dark.
Knob for the shifter in my car.
What kind of car?
I drive a 2004 Toyota Sienna with 228,000 miles on it and no muffler.
Hey, she kicking, right?
How do you pass the smog test?
There's no smog test in Michigan. I am single-handedly destroying the Great Lakes with my van, but I love it. And so I bought this. It's like billet aluminum, like real deal, weighs like several pounds, but it's 8 inches long, and it just sticks off the center console shifter in my car. And just like, it's a beautiful. I love it to death.
So your minivan is a straight drive?
No.
That sounds great.
It's got the shift console, like, or it's got the shift, whatever. I don't even know what you call it.
The Prindle.
The Prindle. There you go. It's got the Prindle like built in the console in front of you.
Freaking Deku.
So it's not in the side of the steering wheel. It's like built in the console.
Okay.
So it had just a screw on.
It's not down.
No. It's like up by the radio, basically.
Gotcha.
It's like right below the radio. And it had just a screw on.
The knob is chin level.
And so I screwed the old knob off and just bought one on Amazon. It's amazing. I love it. I get a lot of compliments about my minivan. Purple tinted windows. Giant shifter. Let's get it. Worst Amazon purchase. This was also a toss-up, but I will say the worst Amazon purchase, I bought an Amazon Fire tablet for my child. That was a terrible choice. It was like $100. It was on sale. That thing lasted a year. Just wouldn't turn on, wouldn't charge, wouldn't do nothing no more. It just died. Yeah, I was pissed.
I have one for Ari that she was using tonight, and I mean, we've had it for... Granted, it was a gift for Christmas from somebody else, but I think it was my mom. But yeah, I mean, we had it for over 2 years now, and it's great. I don't know.
That's how it goes.
Is she two years old?
She'll be three next month.
That's how it goes. If it's free, it's going to last a long time. But if you spend your money on it, it won't last.
Yep. Yeah, ours is done okay. The battery dies super quick now.
Yeah.
But
interesting, bro.
It still works.
Yeah. Ari's has done really well. I don't know.
It doesn't help that like kids get like snot. Cheerios, milk, all over the
place.
All of it,
bro. Yeah. All of it.
Yeah, there's no telling why it died. I'm sure it had something to do with my child owning it, but yeah, I was pretty annoyed by that. All right, then I'm going to kick it to Derek.
Cool. Well, I mean, there's a few that I could think of that I have a list of, but I think the best one, I'm going with the best one that saved me the most money, was a year ago or maybe 2 years ago now. My hot water heater got flooded and burned out, and it burned out the whole inside. So I had to like basically rebuild it to save money. And I bought a hot water heater gas valve, what makes the whole thing run and operate off Amazon. And I saved myself like $170 because it was, I looked everywhere and I was like, the dude who was helping me, we called a plumber, and he was like, dude, just look on Amazon. He's like, you can probably find it.
Sick.
And I had to search for it, but I found it. They had like two left, and it took like 2 weeks to get in. But
don't you technically have to search for everything on Amazon?
No, I'm talking like, search bar. I'm talking. I had to like really, really dig into it because it wasn't just like one of the first things that popped up. Like I had to select one that I thought was close. It was a different model. I had to select one that it recommended after that. Then I had to find another one after that, and then I finally found the model that I needed, and there was two left. And how I got it for 170 off, I have no idea, because every other site that I looked on, but. Every other like site that I looked on was, you know, like a plumber site or whatever. It was horribly expensive, which I was about to buy, and I found this one. So it's probably I think I'll go with that as the best, just money wise. Worst was when I was still working for FedEx and I was trying to find like shoes that I could just run into the ground, something that I wasn't gonna pay out the ass for.
Run.
And I ordered them, and I was super excited about them. Well, when I work for FedEx, yes. Not anymore. Says the man who sits in the office all day long.
If Derek's running, you better start.
You better run, too.
Well, he doesn't have to now because I'm not doing it anymore.
And if Jacob's running, man.
To be fair,
I better find something to move quick.
I was either jogging, running, or walking 8 or 9 miles a day at that point. So I needed something that was going to keep up. And I ordered these shoes, and I was super excited because they were like $15, and they had like great reviews, and I got them in. Ordered a size 11, and I swear they're like a size 14. I swear. Like, I got them. I put
they
them
like clown shoes.
I took them out, and I was like, I look a little weird. And I put it on, and I'm like, I'm walking. I look like Ari trying to walk in my shoes. Like, it was awful. And I was like, all right, I'm going to return them. And then I put them like, in like the corner of my closet and completely forgot about them. So I still have them because I went past the time of the return, the 30 days or whatever. So yeah, they're still in there. So if anybody wants to...
Why don't you give them to Jacob? They'll probably fit.
They might, honestly. I can let you try them because...
I doubt it, but we can try.
Yeah, I don't know. But they were huge, so...
Music maker work shoes.
All right, Spence.
Let's do it. I'm going to go... My best Amazon purchase is... it's like a camera for the car to like see in the back seat. So you know how normally you have like the mirrors that like,
yeah,
like strap onto the headrest back there, and then like your rear view sees that
right
mirror, and then it's like it's a weird thing and you can't really see anything, especially at night. Well, you have it's like a $25 camera. So then the little monitor you stick either like on the dash or we have it like behind the steering wheel in our car in the van. And it works at night. You can see everybody fine.
It must be good. A wide angle to see all your kids.
Well, it's just the babies right now. So. But so yeah, that's honestly one of the best purchases we've made. Super cool. But worst Amazon purchase. When we were doing, Jacob, you remember this, when we were doing some work at church, we were looking for a new desk to set the front of house console on. So we look on Amazon, we found a desk that like is supposed to like raise up and all that. So we order it, and you know, the original like shipping date was to arrive like 2 weeks later. So it was gonna take some time. 2 weeks came, and then like I look on there, there's a new date. It's like a week later after that. And then a week later, it was a week later after that. And then eventually it just never came. And so I just literally, it was probably like 2 months and I just canceled it. I was like, dude, this is absolutely ridiculous. So there's some things you order that's just like, you're never going to see it. Just give it up.
You get that straight. So, was that straight from China?
I guess. I don't know.
Probably. Have you ever returned something on Amazon? And when you hit the return button, they're just like, just keep it. We don't even want it back. Yeah. Like, just keep it. We'll refund your money and just keep it.
How long ago was that?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was back.
Whenever we got the front of house console. When was it? A year ago?
A little over.
It was about Easter.
It was a little over a year ago that like all the shipping containers, like the boats were like docked and like stuck or whatever.
Yeah, something happened.
So that might have been what it was.
But they just kept pushing the date back. Every time I look, it's a week later. Like, sweet. And Jacob kept asking me, like, bro, is it gonna come? And Dalton was asking me too. And I was like, yeah, it says, you know,
and it came
April 22nd.
It's en route.
All right, y'all. So yeah, that's my best and worst. Anybody got any and ones they want to throw in real quick?
I got one.
What you got?
Well, it was gonna be my first, but then I realized I ordered that. But was my Blink cameras that I use around my house.
Those are good.
Yeah. It's like a Ring doorbell camera, but it's Amazon's brand, and they're great, and they're half the price.
Yeah.
I mean, they're more expensive now because they come out with like new models and stuff. But yeah, I mean, the ones that I have are in my house right now. Or I think I spent under $200 for every camera that I have total, and then the little like home docking system that it connects to all of them. So I mean, solid purchase.
I feel like we talked about this last season, but the slippers I'm wearing right now. The cushionaire.
Slippies.
I'm pretty sure Monica put you guys on
those. She did, dude.
She did 100%.
I have a pair too, and they're pretty solid.
I got two pairs of Amazon shoes like years ago. Like
I know.
For $26.
You encouraged me to get some.
And they're
some.
Solid.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I mean, I wear them all the time. I just walk outside.
That hurts me, man, that you guys weren't walking around wearing Amazon shoes.
They're made
man.
In the same factory dude. As Nikes.
True.
You're not
no,
wrong.
Nike uses the best children to make their shoes. Oh, gosh.
The kids ones. That almost went to school.
The best
oh,
ones.
Oh, man.
I got my Amazon Basics robe. It's waffly.
Oh,
beautiful.
Nice.
Waffly?
Yeah, it's real.
It's a waffle knit. Cool.
It's real thin.
I've put it on a time or two.
Get the morning paper, and I disturb the neighbors in the morning.
That's why you bought the hair stuff.
The robe's not long enough.
He bends over to get the paper. Peeks up in the back.
I was very specific on the robe I wanted.
Yes, but I was having an issue with my eggs sticking to the pan. And so
I got an Amazon purchase for that.
And so I invested in a very expensive nonstick pan. And dude, you crack the eggs. I don't even crack my eggs in a bowl anymore. I crack them in the pan, scramble them in the pan, and I literally just do this and they slide right out on the plate.
Is it ceramic? Incredible.
I don't know. It's a nonstick pan and it don't stick.
You know, that's how you're supposed to make scrambled eggs anyway. You're supposed to crack them in the pan and scramble them in the pan while you cook them.
That's what I do.
That's the pro level move right there.
I used to whisk them.
Can you crack with one hand?
No.
No? Dude, I thought you were like an egg master, bro, at this point.
I can't. I've tried.
He's an egg connoisseur.
Dang, dude. That's like, and when you do that, come and see me. That's next level.
Do you do that?
Or if you're me, you're an
not
egg
yet,
entrepreneur.
But I'm about to. I'm about to learn.
Nobody else heard that.
Egg entrepreneur. Like it.
Why are you... I said, if you're like me, you're an egg entrepreneur.
I don't get it.
A long time ago, when we first started, probably, I was looking for the word and I couldn't think of it. And I said that. Like connecting
the
two.
Oh, instead of connoisseur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was about, but.
Why are you getting into egg breaking, Spence?
Because, I mean, like, I got to be better than Paul. He can't do it, so I got to be able to do it.
It's not coming anytime soon, so.
Cracking an egg with one hand is not hard.
Yeah, Derek can do it, of course.
It just takes a little work.
It's not difficult.
It just takes a little work. You just got to work at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just like anything else. On that note.
Y'all ready to empty the eggs?
Speaking of working at it.
What?
Empty the eggs.
That's not the same thing.
It's not the same
thing. B-break.
B-break. All right, P-break's over. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've listened to more than 80% of the episodes. I'm not going to pretend like I listened to all
of
them.
Not 100?
I don't think
I
have.
Wow.
And part of the reason why I didn't listen to all of them is because sometimes y'all piss me off. And I know.
Hang on. You mean Paul?
No, all y'all.
Ah.
It's everybody. Everybody in the pod make me pissy.
Before you get into specific bad takes, who generally has the worst takes?
Honestly, I can't say that it's any one person that really stands out at this moment in time. I think everybody at some point has had some rough ones, but I was going to pull out some ones that everybody got the same thing wrong altogether.
All right.
So the first one I gave a shout out about and at the end of season one is Disney adults.
Yep.
Look, here's the thing. Y'all need to back off the Disney adults.
Y'all meaning Paul.
Anybody and everybody
I've said something about it.
I've heard it from many people.
I think I was
people.
The first one.
Anybody and everybody who goes to Disneyland because that is cheaper than therapy for them, more power to you. I go to Disneyland once a year. That's the only vacation we take. We take our family to Disneyland. I have more fun than my son. Guaranteed, hands down, have more fun than my son. He loves it, but I love it more than him.
It's just weird.
Explain to me what's weird about it.
Hold on, pause.
It's
question.
For children.
Have you been to Disney World?
No.
Okay. So I've never been to Disneyland, so I don't know what's...
Disneyland's the original, so right, all the history is there.
Same difference. Right.
Everything, it's not...
Disney World's
everything
bigger.
At Disneyland is the original of what's at Disney World.
Okay.
It's the same attractions?
A lot of the same attractions.
Which one's where?
Disneyland's in Anaheim, California.
Come on, bro. Okay.
Disney World is in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
I will say, there are some people, just like with every hobby, who take it too far.
Right.
Yeah.
However, the majority of us who are grown adults, have a full-time job, and go to Disneyland, and wear the pins around our neck, and trade with people... By Genie Plus.
It's like Mardi Gras.
It is. It is. Except I don't have to show my boobs. We have a good time, you know? So don't be hating.
What about people that don't have children, though?
Adults who don't have children?
Would you go without your kid?
So, fun fact. For Becky's first birthday after we started dating, or as we started dating, I bought us Disneyland passes.
Wow.
We went between 48 and 50 times to Disneyland in 1 year. And can I tell you, I married the woman. We have a child together. So, I mean, there's something good happened there.
That's fair.
I proposed to her at Disneyland. We had our first kiss at Disneyland.
So are you saying Will needs to buy passes to Disney?
It's not very close.
It's a magical place, is what I'm saying. It's a magical place, and if you have
it, money magically disappears.
It's just like with everything else. You think Vegas is free?
Got him.
It is if you're like me and you're comped, baby.
Oh my gosh.
How much money did you have to spend to get there, dog?
There's opportunity in Vegas.
I'm just saying this.
As to get I said AIDS, it, maybe.
It's not the opportunity I was talking about.
As I said in the shout out, don't be hating on Disney adults. You're a, you know, cigar and Knob Creek adult. Or maybe you're a...
Well, typically we go a little more expensive, but Derek was on a budget that week.
Or maybe you're an indie rock concert adult. Or maybe you're a Las Vegas with the buddies adult. I'm not hating on you. Go have a good time. Whatever makes you happy, as long as you ain't hurting somebody else, you go and you live your life.
I will say Vegas with the guys is fun, but it's inferior to Vegas with the wives.
100%.
Yeah. Big facts. I'm not gonna fight you about that. The other thing that really set me off multiple times during the first season of the podcast was that Starbucks is just like every great coffee shop. Methodical is better.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah, if you like,
can I get a hallelujah?
Weak coffee, yeah.
Well, it makes it weak, Paul.
Well,
it's very lightly roasted.
Okay.
I'll say this.
If you can brew it longer and it would still be strong.
I said that I don't
change the roast.
I said that I don't like methodical.
But it could be stronger.
But I think Summer Moon is better than Starbucks.
Oh,
I haven't been to Summer Moon.
I think it's really, really good.
I think
good.
There's a lot. There's just a lot of coffee shops that are better than Starbucks, but not all of them.
That's a fact. Not all of them are better.
Yeah.
For instance, Starbucks is better than Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Starbucks better than, from my neck of the woods, Tim Hortons.
Oh. Or Coyote Coffee.
Or Coyote Ugly Coffee.
Facts.
However, and not to say that I don't go to Starbucks. I go to Starbucks. My sister-in-law
You go to Starbucks more than you go anywhere, probably.
That's not true. I actually go.
Since you've been here, you've gone to Starbucks.
It's convenient.
More. Yeah, because there's not a methodical in Easley, and I don't have a car.
Yeah.
Fair.
So I'm not going to drive my parents' car all the way to Greenville to have coffee.
Yeah. Can I just say, so... Someone that I know worked for Coyote Coffee for a while, and they told me, if you're going to go...
Someone you know in the biblical sense.
If you're going to go, don't get a blended drink, because they use peanut butter in their drinks. Mm. And it's hard to clean peanut butter out of a blender. And so what they do, they don't always get all the peanut butter out, because they just dunk it in sanitation water and then in water and then set it back on the blender.
Nope. So still got like peanut butter residue all over the
sanitation water.
So what you're saying is it would kill my father.
Sure.
Yep.
I don't understand places like Coyote Coffee. Like when you see someone with a Coyote Coffee cup, it's never coffee.
Nope.
It's always milkshake. Like a blended milkshake, like at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, there's no coffee in that.
But that's the real thing that we should be angry about. Not methodical versus Starbucks. Coffee drinkers versus people who drink milkshakes disguised as coffee.
With, like, a quarter shot of espresso in it.
What kind of adult are you?
12 million calories.
What have you done with your life that you make it to a point where you are a 47-year-old white man... driving a brand new pickup truck through a Starbucks drive-thru getting a Frappuccino.
Will feels personally attacked right now.
Will doesn't drink Frappuccinos.
Not even close.
What do you get, Will?
I get a cold brew with light sweet cream. Specifically light sweet cream.
Sometimes they think light means extra.
They sure
I would say about 50 to 60% of our, like, as soon as we open to like 6:30 customers are getting Frappuccinos with shots. Oof. There's one guy who gets a caramel crunch with like 4 shots in it.
That's insane.
How much does that cost?
Close to $10 every morning.
Also, why would you want 4 shots of Starbucks espresso?
Sometimes twice a day.
I guess the effect.
Dude, I actually had a new coffee shop today that I never had. And
sick invite.
It was not good.
Oh, bro.
Would not go there.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We can cut it out, but can you tell us where?
Oh, that was the other one. People who watch streamers.
Yeah, just tell. I don't understand that one, dude.
Here's the thing. I'm 37. I'm gonna be 38 next month. I play video games every single day.
Dang.
I still play video games every single day.
That's a grind.
Usually it's me and Emmett playing Fortnite when he gets home from school. When I get home from work and he's home from school, we sit down. We play a couple games of Fortnite with Paul's son Gray. Usually,
nice.
And I'll support it.
We sweat on some noobs. We sweat on some noobs. Crank some 90s. Get some headshots, and then I go help make dinner.
I need a code deciphering there.
Yeah. I do not know.
So, all right. So I can get past. I'm not a video. I don't play video games at all. I don't own a console. Nothing.
But you play.
But so I can get over. But I respect like playing video games. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
It may not be my thing, but I get it. But what about like you said, watching streamers? It.
People who just
I don't get that.
People who just watch is weird to me. I don't understand that, because the thing about watching this is like, imagine you're in a situation. It's like part of watching a professional athlete is that you're like, man, I understand how hard it is to do the thing that they're doing. And when you watch somebody streaming, it's the same experience of like, dang, I can't believe how good they are. Like, I know how hard it is to do this thing that they're doing to be as good as they are. And so there's like a level of respect because you understand what it took for them to get that good. Like how much skill they're expressing.
Well,
I got you.
But the big one for me is I watch the Korean Professional League of Legends League. Whoa, bro. I
think you're on your own on that one.
That goes hard.
I know what he's talking about.
What are they legends in?
Video games.
All right, cool.
League of Legends.
Yeah.
They're but legends of the league.
Here's my question for you. Is professional gaming, do you guys agree, disagree, have commentary on it? Is professional gaming like a legitimate thing?
It is.
They would be the best at it in the world, right? That's
They're
the best
in essence,
at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think it's like, would you consider esports to be actual sports?
No.
Explain.
I don't...
That's a direct competition.
I consider it a skill. I don't consider it a sport, I guess, if that provides any clarity.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can be skilled at something, but I don't think it's a sport. You're competing in it, though. It's a competition that takes skill, but I don't consider it a sport.
The only skill that required to be a professional gamer is the skill of living in your parents' basement.
Dexterity.
Every gamer lives in their parents' basement.
You have to have the gift of singleness, and you have to live in your parents' basement.
That's a Christian term right there.
You got to be Korean.
You got to be Korean.
But to be fair, Asians are good at literally everything except driving.
Oh my gosh!
They're good at computer.
That's not true.
They're good at drifting.
Ooh,
they're good at that.
But
kind
that's
of driving.
that's like driving bad professional. Like it's on purpose.
Driving out of control on purpose.
Right.
You have to turn the wheel the wrong way in order to do it.
They discovered it on accident.
Can I say that up until recently, I really didn't consider cheerleading a sport. In my mind, I thought like if your performance doesn't affect your competitor's performance directly, it's not a sport. But then you could probably say the same thing about golf. Golf is clearly a sport. Nobody would really argue that. Video games, most video games, your performance directly affects your competitor's performance because you are going against each other directly. So that's
but if you
argument.
Follow that logic, like then gymnastics isn't a sport either because what I do doesn't affect you.
No, I think that's what he's saying. Is
right.
That he's kind of coming to a realization that just because you're not directly interacting with the person you're competing against doesn't mean that it's not a sport.
So the things that I previously didn't consider sports, the thing that made me not consider them sports is not at all affecting video games because they directly compete with each other.
I would say
they're playing each other directly.
I would say esports is a sport, but I wouldn't consider the gamers athletes, though. That's how I would put it, I guess.
Why don't they just call it e-gaming instead of esports?
EA Sports.
Does it depend on what video game they're playing?
Some of them are sports, like if it was basketball or FIFA or whatever.
Rocket League.
Mm. Great game.
Car soccer.
Great game.
This is Rocket League.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot Racing, maybe.
Did you say Bandicoot?
I don't know.
Bandicoot. So what? Yeah. Then what constitutes a sport? To me, it's there has to be a physical and a mental requirement to be successful.
What's the physical requirement?
For gaming?
Yeah.
Staying awake really late.
Arthritis.
You guys keeping your eyelids open.
You should consider this. You should consider this for a future episode. Is to try things that you guys have hated on, and see how it goes.
All right.
I'll get you guys set up to play League of Legends.
Oh gosh.
And you guys will immediately realize that it is so difficult to be good at.
I'm pretty legendary.
Okay. The physical requirements is the ability to move the cursor, push the buttons in the right order, do all that kind of stuff in immediacy without having to think about it.
I mean, yeah.
It seems this is skillful. This might be like a water global warming tank.
Oh gosh, let's go. Let's go.
In my head, it makes sense. Like, to me, like, being a gamer is closer to playing the guitar than it is playing sports. Because you're like, what? You're having to have coordination, having your hand in a certain position at the right time. That's close to like a controller.
So more than gamers like shooting a basket. Are musicians, not athletes.
No.
I mean, when I watch Faker,
a drummer might be.
When I watch Faker in the mid lane in Korea, it is music to my eyeballs.
What did he say?
I don't know about that.
I mean, I understand what you're as far as the coordination of it. Yes.
And it's all. But it's not even like it's muscle memory at some point. It's not even like
with that.
But isn't that the same? Like when you got to make two free throws to win the game, it's muscle memory. You're not. If you're consciously thinking about making those free throws, you ain't gonna make them.
Pressure.
Or your golf swing.
I guess it's like video. I don't know.
That's circumstantial, right? I can see what you're saying. Physical requirements wise, playing a video game with your fingers. I mean, it's similar to playing a guitar.
I just like. I don't know. I guess
definitely
this might be a global warming take too. I don't know, but it's like real life compared to like an alternate reality, you know, that you're in and is computer generated.
Does it change anything for you if you're sitting across from the person you're playing against?
No,
same thing still.
Yeah,
you're trading guitar solos in a competition. Picture that.
What is happening?
I would love to see you guys play video games.
Dude, I'm horrible. I'll admit, I've never been good at video games.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You get me on some zombies, I'm balling out every time.
Solid.
I enjoy playing video games. I just can't like just watch people who do it. Even though I understand the skill and talent, for me, I think there's just something, like, there's something mindless about video games that's, I think, a good thing, but, like, watching other people game is something that's
I've watched
a whole nother level of that.
If I walked into my bedroom after coming from the other room and having gamed for 2 hours, I couldn't look my wife in the eye.
What?
Like, I would be like, there's no self-respect in that. Like, I was just gaming in the other room. And I'm coming to bed like.
What about golf?
Would you just like climb into a fetal position in bed and fall asleep on top of the covers crying?
Yeah. Just like.
Because
golf's a man sport.
Do you do that after you lose like a 10-leg parlay?
I guess it's the same. I guess it's similar. I don't know.
I've watched other gamers where I'm trying to figure something out. Like if I'm playing a game. Like I think the last time I did that, I was playing.
Get the cheat codes.
I wish that was a thing now. It's not as much anymore. Unless I'm playing like Grand Theft Auto, then I can still find them. But
dude,
which I've not played in a long time.
cheat codes in GTA.
I was playing something on the Switch. So the last time I did that, it was Link's World Adventure, whatever it's called. I don't know. But I was trying to figure out a certain area that I was in. I couldn't figure out where I was going. So I watched somebody else play it to get like an idea of the room that I was in. And as soon as I started watching, I mean, 30, 45 seconds, I was like, I got it. And I immediately was just like, I was all through it. So like, I'll watch people play when I'm doing that, because it kind of helps give it another perspective of like, you're trying to figure it out versus you see somebody else just kind of like navigate quickly. And then you immediately figure out the way everything's set up and you can go through it.
Yeah.
But that's the last time that's the last time that I've watched like somebody play video games, like on like a stream, like Twitch streaming or whatever else. Aside from that, I haven't like played video games like that and that aspect heavily in a long time. So
I think my biggest problem with video games now is they're too hard. Like, there's too many buttons. Like,
such a boomer, dude.
Like,
such
a boomer. I grew up on Nintendo. There's literally two buttons.
You grew up on NES.
Like,
I wouldn't say NES. I wouldn't say literally
six
two buttons.
No, and A and D-pad. B.
No, you grew up on NES, the bro. No, you ain't old enough for that.
No, yes, we had Nintendo.
We had an NES, but we really grew up on.
Okay, and then Super NES. Nintendo had four buttons.
Six buttons.
And you only used two of them. Like when you played hockey, when you played NHL, it was shoot and pass. That's it.
That's because that's all mom and dad would let us play with sports games.
And like, screw the joystick. I need a D-pad.
Oh. Whoa. Yeah, you do. You would love for some. Oh,
man. I don't know. Too many buttons.
Paul's like, golf.
Yeah,
grr,
but, okay,
too many buttons.
But how do you,
hey, when Tiger Woods come out?
But engines.
How do you? Yeah, I played Tiger Woods on the PC, bro.
How do you explain too many buttons?
Not boomer now.
How do you explain the too many buttons thing when you're playing Madden and you're just wrecking people?
We don't do that.
He does.
I mean, I wreck you in Madden.
Yes,
that's not hard.
But it's hike and then throw to a receiver. It's two buttons.
No, it's not more though. Than two. It's way
how many receivers
Madden's
are there?
You're not having to push more than one button at a time.
No, but you're having you're having to process the information, understand how
you're having to guide the direction of where you're going to go and where you're throwing or where you're running or receiving or whatever.
You
to push the button.
You
got to
blow in the pocket.
This man's a secret Madden sweat.
He really is.
He's over here throwing the smoke screen of video games are dumb, but then he's sitting there slamming Madden games.
I don't. I don't have a console.
I think you play more Madden than you admit to.
I don't have a console.
Where'd it go?
He got rid of it because
it's in the closet. It's not hooked up.
He was going to bed not being able to look at Monica too much.
You own it, but you don't have one.
So you have a console.
Yeah.
You played it at some point.
Yes. When I was single. When I had the gift of singleness.
Bro, no, we played it together.
I have played Madden with you so many times in your man cave upstairs. In your two-story
house?
In the
last 4 years.
Yes. We played together.
No. Since I did my man cave, I haven't had it hooked up.
We played Madden with you,
since
dude.
Since
with me on this.
No, I had to roll the TV in and hook it up. Since I've had the projector up, I've not had a system hooked up in there.
Y'all played it on
so
the projector.
So you did play it?
No, on the TV.
I used to play Madden.
I think y'all played it once on the projector.
In your man cave.
We played it on the projector in the garage.
In the garage.
Okay.
So that's in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I got one thing to say. Sick invite.
I'm sure you were invited. You were probably too busy concealing one of your.
I was never invited. Hey, we're playing Madden. You want to come over and play? I was never.
It was.
Nope,
it was.
Happen.
It was.
You
a Wednesday
would remember.
Night. Okay, pause.
Putting together your 15 kids.
It was a Wednesday night, like divided normal, before the pod, and that one Wednesday night we happened to hook up the console in the garage.
It's convenient.
On the projector.
It's convenient.
They were probably sitting around staring at each other, feeling awkward, and like. You gonna play some Madden?
That's the perfect way to describe it, Richie.
Oh man!
What's something that made you laugh really hard?
That made me laugh really hard, dude. The global warming. I popped so hard when that one happened. I was dying, dude. That made me laugh real hard. There was like something every week that I would really laugh at. There was also something every week that I would get real angry about. Mm-hmm. I used to listen in my office at work with my headphones in. And there were a couple of times where I like out loud got upset because you guys were talking about something you didn't know the answer to it. And I was like, yelling
I know
the
it.
Answer like an old person watching Jeopardy.
Will.
Like Will watching Jeopardy.
But so I had to start watching it in private.
Yeah.
Because I was getting agitated. Because
we're dumb.
No, I think it's just like you literally
we have a producer that can't.
You
Google
literally
stuff.
Have a computer and a phone available to you, and you guys. Are
I
like,
mean, Google is.
I don't
open.
Know. Maybe it's
Google
this,
is open like, every single week.
But to be fair, would it make a good podcast if we didn't sound like a moron or something? Make you like laugh or something, or get you sucked in to get angry?
I don't know. I would listen either way.
I know that's arguable, but like, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like,
Derek thinks arguing and us being idiots is great content.
It can be.
I mean, look at Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Look at Bad Friends Podcast. One of the most successful right now out there. And
I didn't know Paul started another podcast. I love you.
I'm very uncultured, but I haven't heard of either of those podcasts. Oh,
you don't know who Charles Barkley
did you
and
not
Shaq
listen,
are?
I know who did you they not are. Listen to the podcast listening
Charles
episode?
Barkles?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Charlie Barkles.
Sure. Charlie Barkles, baby.
He has the most home runs in the NHL, bro.
And Kobe Bryant.
He was literally sitting in on the podcast and participating in the podcast where you guys talked about Bad Friends Podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
He was probably on his phone.
We explained it then, too.
All right, y'all. That is all we got for tonight. And just a real quick announcement before we go. I'm quitting the pod. This is my 2 weeks notice. So, Richie, thanks for being on here tonight, man.
Okay.
Thank and God. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Give it up for Spence, everybody.
You happy?
Spence.
You happy now, Paul? Yeah, I actually